Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for the Week in Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Santina Wheat joining us, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine, Delner Hospital. And Dr. Wheat, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm defrosting a little bit from being outside only for a short period of time. I can only imagine these Bears fans that are going to be outside at Soldier Field for hours and hours and hours, and other people who are doing things outside today. I got some texts already saying, don't forget people who have outside jobs today. Right. Let's start there with precautions that people need to take about being outside in for extended periods of time today.
Absolutely. So there's the obvious ones of to dress warmly with lots of layers. The best recommendation is to choose clothing that is moisture wicking on the bottom, so avoiding cotton as your bottom layer, and putting layers on that are going to help keep you warm. And then if you do, especially if you're somebody that's working outside, that's doing labor outside, knowing that if you start to get sweaty, that you need to either change those bottom layers or start taking things off so that you don't stay wet. And then making sure you're covering all of the areas that can get cold. So making sure your fingers are covered, that your face is covered, that your ears and your head is covered. That is all really important. But then the parts that we forget about is the things that we are also eating and drinking are really important too. So making sure that we're staying hydrated and avoiding things that are going to dehydrate us, like avoiding too much caffeine and being cautious on how much alcohol, even today on that Bears game that we're drinking, because that can make us dehydrated.
Nobody's going to be drinking outside.
Nobody at all.
No, that's not going to happen at all today. So, so coffee or caffeine heavy drinks today, not a good idea also, right?
Exactly, yes, because those are things that that do dehydrate us. And so it is important to remember that even though it's not hot outside, you can get dehydrated. And so making sure that you drink plenty of fluids that are not caffeinated that will stay in you. And then the one thing people forget when it's cold also is remembering that there is still sometimes sun out there. It looks sunny from my window at least, so not forgetting the sunscreen and the moisturizer as well.
Oh, see, I would have completely forgotten about that, the sunscreen aspect. In this weather, I feel like my skin is like sandpaper, and and I'm moisturizing like crazy just for comfort. I mean, I feel like I'm, putting nourishment in my skin when I'm moisturizing in this cold weather. But I would have completely forgotten that you also can't forget the sunscreen on days like this.
Especially when there is snow on the ground, and there's definitely snow around some of us, that it can be more reflecting, so we don't want to forget that.
What about breathing cold air? Is that dangerous?
It can be harder for us to breathe cold air. It is dangerous for some of us, especially those that have underlying lung disease. So thinking people that have asthma or that have chronic bronchitis or emphysema. And so one of the things I recommend for my patients is that they wear something to help cover their face and their mouth, so that as the air is coming in, it's starting to warm up. That is important. We know that people are more likely to need their inhalers a bit more often if they normally have them this time of year, and just coming inside to warm up and breathe a little bit better as they start to feel that tightness.
Now, my mom used to always say to wear a hat, that if you're wearing a hat, everything else will stay warm. Is there any truth to all of that?
There is some truth to that. We do know that your head is one of the places that you lose heat the fastest. And so I won't say that a hat is all you need, but it is an important part to remember that if you don't have a hat on, that you are going to get cold much faster than you might get cold, even if like you didn't have gloves on. So that hat is really important.
Okay. And extremities, like your fingers, like your toes, do those need extra protection on days like this?
They do, and the reason behind that is your body really works to protect the main organs first. So thinking of your heart, your lungs, everything that's in your core, and so it's going to protect your extremities last. And so if you can make sure that you're wearing warm things, so mittens are actually even better than gloves. They keep your hands warmer if you have that as a choice, or have gloves underneath mittens, then that can help keep those extremities warmer as your heart is trying to pump blood to the rest of the organs that are sort of in your core.
What's your take on these electric gloves that they sell? I guess they're battery powered, but they have actual, you know, coils that run through the gloves. And I think they also have socks like that as well, battery powered. Is that a good idea? I always wonder if it's a good idea to have electrical current running along here.
I'm a little bit mixed on that. If they get wet, then I'm a little bit more nervous. The wet and electricity never makes me very excited. And then I also get worried that when it's a really cold day like this, if you're using them and your hands get numb, then you might not notice if there's a problem. Mm. And so if you are going to wear something like that, even the not battery packed ones, powered ones, even those, when I was younger, we used to get the ones that would pop and warm up and use those to like go skiing or things. I'm paying attention to those, that they're not directly on your skin, that there's like a layer in between, and just making sure you're checking your skin, that there's not like any burns or other things, despite the fact that it's so cold.
Yeah, you're talking about those little, I forget what they're called, but they're little packets, I guess, right?
Exactly, exactly.
You crack them and they get warm, and we used to like stick them in our gloves, thinking that
exactly.
We're giving ourselves all this extra protection. But I guess there's a certain amount of danger that goes along with that. I'm with you on the mittens. I think mittens are 10 times warmer than gloves for some reason.
They absolutely are. And I think I don't know why it is, but your fingers being together and not having those spaces in between, it does a better job. I realize sometimes it's harder to maneuver with them, but having those mittens is better on a day like today.
You know, if you're going to be outside, and you don't need the dexterity of your fingers for anything, I also highly recommend that. And also these, I forget what they're called. There is a name for it's sort of a hat that it goes over your head and protects almost everything on your head. It leaves a little opening for the eyes, but mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, and goes all the way down around your neck. And so, you know, the wind, practically can't even get in there. There's a name for it. Somebody will remember and text in and tell us what those things are. But those things are fantastic.
Yes. Plus, the balaclava is one of them, but then there's other ones that don't cover your entire head.
Yes, yeah, balaclava. That's what I've heard. And plus, it makes you look like Spider-Man, which is, how cool is that on a cold day when you're outside? We'll come right back with Dr. Santina Wheat, Delner Hospital. If you've got questions, you've got comments, 312-981-7200 is our number, WGN. 952, The Weekend Health. With Dr. Santina Wheat from Delner Hospital, your questions, comments, 312-981-7200. Dr. Wheat, where's the area code here? 773 said, I always put Vaseline on my face and hands in the cold weather. What do you think of that?
I love Vaseline. It is actually one of the favorite recommendations that I give. It is super moisturizing. And then also if you have any sort of cuts or anything like that, it also acts as a barrier. And so I think Vaseline is a great option. And it's inexpensive. So you can have the big tubs of it and take care of yourself for the entire winter.
So if I put Vaseline instead of regular moisturizer, I'm getting the same, if not better, effect?
You absolutely are. The problem is that it's greasy, and so people don't always like that feeling, but it's something that I recommend, especially for people that have skin diseases like eczema and have sensitive skin. It is one of the best moisturizers we have.
The 847 area code says, what is Raynaud's disease and how it relates to the cold weather. Raynaud's.
Yeah.
R-A-Y-N-A-U-D-S.
N-A-U-D-S. Yep, Raynaud's is a disease where it actually most often happens for women, but can happen for men too. And people who have Raynaud's often notice that their fingers turn white actually fairly quickly, even if it is not super cold. And so they are more susceptible to those temperature changes than others. And they get it on their hands, they get it on their feet. And all of us experience that somewhat if we go out into cold weather without protection. But people who have Raynaud's definitely experience it more rapidly and can have some of the tingling and pain that comes along with it more rapidly.
Okay.
There's not a great cure for it, but you just have to be a little bit more proactive about staying warm.
Is it triggered by the cold weather? I mean, is it something you can protect yourself against by all the things that you said about wearing layers and, you know, staying warm and all that? Or is it just something that's going to happen anyway?
It is more triggered by the cold. And so, yes, it's something that you can protect yourself against. However, it's like if somebody that doesn't have Raynaud's, for example, started noticing those changes at one temperature, then the person that has Raynaud's is going to notice it a lot faster, like maybe 5 or 10 degrees warmer than that. And so, yes, all the same recommendations hold, but it is something that you can take care of with the clothing.
Okay. 847 area code said, I put olive oil on my face to protect in this weather. I guess that would work also, right?
That would work too. It's just the same thing. It can feel a little bit greasy. I most often hear people using olive oil for other things, but absolutely is moisturizing.
Yeah, you would be delicious if nothing else. 949 area code. We have radiator heat, and we put foil tin pans that you would put a roast in on top of the radiators filled with water to get moisture in the air. Is that safe? And I'll just throw a side note in. How important is it to keep the moisture level up while the heaters are going 24/7 in the house?
So I think it's a wonderful idea to keep that moisture in the house. I think that is very important. We know that the dry heat absolutely dries all of us out. That's part of how we get dehydrated. The radiators are hard because they can be very hot to the touch, and so always have to be careful around those. And so I would say the same things about the foil pans, is that they can get very hot sitting on top of the radiators. So that would be my caution of accidentally touching that and getting a burn from that. Even if it's not a tin pan, sometimes I've recommended people just have a bowl of water near their heating element so that it warms up and will moisturize the air in the same way. So the idea is absolutely a wonderful one.
Yeah, but for radiator heat and especially, you know, the kind of heat which is just a direct heat, having your humidifiers working or keeping some kind of moisture in the air is a good idea. So people who have some of these humidifiers and you haven't changed the filters and you haven't cleaned them, that could be problematic, right? Because that could put bacteria in the air, I think.
That is absolutely right. Also worrying about mold in those. So if you do have the humidifiers, which I do recommend for a lot of people, just making sure you're doing a good job of keeping them clean. It's easy to forget about them. So just washing them out often and making sure that there's no buildup inside of them, because then you're breathing all of that in.
All right. Here's Jim on the line, 312-981-7200. You're on with Dr. Santina Wee, Jim.
Yeah, good morning. In my house, I dress comfortably and everything for the cold, but I ache and pain. Anything that bends on me, excruciating pain. I mean, it's like I can tell when it's going to snow or if it's cold and it's going to rain. I know they call it arthritis, but is there anything you can do for that besides have a shot of whiskey?
Well, that's a good idea just anytime, but...
I think that actually the things that work the best are continuing to move, and that feels hard sometimes when you have those aches and pains, but trying to continue movement and strengthening the muscles around it to help make sure that you're continuing to move can be helpful. If you have access to water, I love telling people to do to movement in water because it takes off some of the weight off of those joints as you're moving around. But staying still and not moving actually will make those pains worse.
That's for sure.
I really like the topical pain medications too, because then you're taking potentially fewer medications and getting some relief in those areas that are hurting.
What about putting a heating pad or putting some ice seems counterproductive on this, but what about something like that on the joints?
Absolutely. I recommend both. I often recommend ice more on the joints and heat more on the muscles, but it doesn't have to be that. It's whichever one feels the best. Just making sure that you're paying attention to how long it's on, because you don't necessarily want to have the heat or the ice on for more than 20 minutes at a time.
All right, good luck.
I wonder if it would be okay to rub Malort on there.
Well, yeah, that'll kill any pain, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. And Dr. Wheat, thank you as always very much. Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine, Delner Hospital. Have a great Sunday today. Stay warm. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.